Hollywood's Mueller Report Meltdown, Complete Whitewash, Trump is Guilty as Hell. By Justin Caruso on April 18, 2019. Hollywood joined Democrats and the establishment media in going into full meltdown mode Thursday following Attorney General William Barr releasing the full Mueller report to the public. Celebrities accused President Donald Trump of being guilty and called the report a cover-up. As Barr already stated in his letter to Congress in March, the Mueller probe into Russian interference in the 2016 election found no evidence of the Trump campaign colluding with Russia, and did not recommend criminal charges against the president for obstruction of justice. Hollywood, having learned nothing since their last Mueller meltdown, simply quadrupled down on their claims that President Trump is a criminal. Actor John Cusack, without explanation, claimed that William Barr was engaging in a complete whitewash cover-up. Rosie O'Donnell repeated her plea to impeach poor Donald Trump. Rob Reiner declared simply, "Prima facie, Trump is guilty as hell." Just stunning to see the Attorney General in the role of Trump's personal attorney, Mia Farrow bemoaned. Deborah Messing echoed CNN's Anna Navarro, who called Attorney General Barr disloyal to the Constitution. Actress Jamie Lee Curtis ominously quoted from the Mueller report, "If we had confidence after a thorough investigation of the facts that the president clearly did not commit obstruction of justice, we would so state. Based on the facts and the applicable legal standards, we are unable to reach that judgment." Meanwhile, Sophia Bush mocked the redactions. Patricia Arquette used her social media to baselessly speculate about Mueller's funding being cut off. Rob Delaney remarked that Trump was simply a garden variety criminal. Comedian Kathy Griffin, feeling the capitalist spirit, used the Mueller news to hawk her anti-Trump merchandise. Check out all the Hollywood reactions.